Sikaksi. There it is. Yeah. Very good.
Godt.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
Tusind tak for invitationen.
To come to Aarhus, you know.
Til at komme til Aarhus.
And I'm speaking in English.
Jeg taler nu på engelsk.
And of course, my name, Åge Oleskjær.
Og mit navn, Åge Oleskjær.
Is very difficult in English.
Er rigtig svært at udtale på engelsk.
I was going to Bible school in America.
Jeg var på bibelskole i USA.
And my friend, he said, that was you, he said.
Og min ven, han sagde, det var dig.
And I said, no, no, no.
Nej, nej.
That's not me.
Det var ikke mig.
Because they were reading some names that had got some mail.
Fordi de læste nogle navne op, som havde fået
and
post.
And they should read my name. They said, Age Alaska. They called me.
Og så læste de Esk Oscar.
So I'm not Age Alaska.
Og jeg er ikke Esk Alaska.
And I'm not Brother Age at all.
Og jeg er slet ikke noget lignende.
Age? I'm not Age.
Jeg er heller ikke aldrende.
Because I'm young.
Fordi jeg er ung.
But you know, so I found out this summer.
Så jeg fandt ud her i sommers.
That I have a middle name.
At jeg har et mellemnavn.
I am Åge Martin Oleskjær.
Jeg hedder Åge Martin Oleskjær.
So I, in a new situation, I called myself Dr. Martin.
Så jeg var i en helt ny situation, så jeg kaldte mig selv Dr. Martin.
And it worked very well.
Og det fungerede rigtig godt.
So if you don't know what to call me.
Så hvis ikke du lige ved, hvordan du skal
kalde. Yeah. So call me Dr. Martin.
Så kan du bare kalde mig Dr. Martin.
We're gonna have a wonderful weekend.
Vi skal have en vidunderlig weekend sammen.
And maybe in spite of me.
Og måske på trods af mig.
But God is so good.
Men Gud er så god.
And we will share with you some beautiful things.
Og han vil dele nogle vidunderlige ting
and
med os.
God is so good.
Og Gud er så god.
So he will do good things
så
for you and me.
Gør nogle gode ting for dig
during these days.
I løbet af de her dage.
And we have expectation.
Og det har vi forventning til.
You know John the Baptist?
Johannes Døberen.
He would say someone is coming after me.
Han sagde der er nogen der kommer efter mig.
That is greater than me.
Som er større end jeg.
Well, I brought him here.
Og jeg har taget ham med her.
Per, could you stand up?
Per Øyvind.
Yeah. So he's my little boy.
Han er min lille dreng.
He's not one of my sons.
Ikke en af mine sønner.
But he is in the staff.
Men han er på staben.
And he's helping me out.
Og hjælper mig.
So that I'm doing a good job.
Så jeg gør det godt.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Jeg er så begejstret.
To share with you.
For at dele med jer.
About God's grace.
Om Guds nåde.
And that's the subject this weekend.
Og det er emnet for den her weekend.
So we will start in John. John's Gospel.
Så lad os starte Johannes Evangeliet.
First chapter.
Det allerførste kapitel.
John 1, verses 16 and 17.
Johannes 1, vers 16 og 17.
And let me read it first in Swenglish.
Og nu læser det på Swenglish.
Because when I speak English, it fordi, becomes Swenglish, you know.
Fordi når jeg taler engelsk, så bliver det Swenglish.
Yeah, because if somebody from Sweden speaks English, it's Swenglish. And somebody from Norway speaks English, it's still Swenglish,
fordi
okay?
Fordi når man svensker taler engelsk, så bliver det Swenglish, og det gør det altså også, når en nordmand gør det.
And you think, well, this man is just making jokes.
Og nu kan det godt være, I tænker, jeg bare laver vittighed.
Well, you will wait and see.
Men vent og se.
You will find out I'm not speaking like the scribes and the Pharisees because I'm speaking with authority.
I vil finde ud af, at jeg ikke taler som de skriftkloge og farisæerne, fordi jeg taler med autoritet.
But not yet.
Men ikke endnu.
It's coming.
Men det kommer.
And you will tell when that gear goes in.
Og I kan godt mærke, når det gear slår til.
Okay. John 1, 16 and 17.
Johannes 1, 16 og 17.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace.
Af hans fylde har vi alle modtaget, og det er nåde over nåde.
For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
For loven blev givet ved Moses, nåden og sandheden kom ved Jesus Kristus.
This is the introduction.
Det her er introduktion.
You will find out that all my sermons have an introduction and three points and a closing.
I vil finde ud af, at alle mine prædikener har en introduktion og tre punkter og en afslutning.
Yeah, always.
Altid.
You will not always know is he in point 1, 2 or 3.
Det er ikke altid, I vil kunne finde ud af, om jeg er i punkt 1, 2 eller 3.
But the good thing is, I know.
Men jeg ved det.
It's for my benefit.
Det er for min egen hjælp.
That I say I have an introduction.
At jeg siger, jeg har en introduktion.
3 points.
Og 3 punkter.
And the closing.
Og en afslutning.
So this is the introduction.
Så det her er nu introduktion.
There is two men that you have to understand the difference between.
Der er to mænd, som du må forstå forskellen imellem.
Moses and Jesus.
Og Jesus.
Moses was a wonderful servant of God.
Moses var en vidunderlig Guds tjener.
But you see, the law was given by Moses.
Men loven blev givet af Moses.
But grace and truth came
Men
through Jesus Christ.
Og sandheden kom igennem Jesus Kristus.
So you have to understand the difference between law and grace.
Så man må forstå forskellen mellem lov og nåde.
Between Moses and Jesus.
Imellem Moses og Jesus.
And observe already
og læg allerede mærke til
that the truth
at sandheden
is together with the grace.
Er sammen med nåden.
Not together with the law.
Og ikke sammen med loven.
Moses came with the law.
Moses kom med loven.
Jesus came with grace.
Jesus kom med nåde.
And with truth.
Med sandhed.
So you see, the truth is on the grace side.
Så sandheden er på nådesiden.
Some people confuse that.
Det er nogle mennesker, der forveksler.
But this is just the introduction.
Men nu er det bare introduktionen.
So let it float there for a while.
Så lad det lige hænge der et
øjeblik.
And
we will start to preach.
Og så lad os prædike.
I have a very easy understandable message tonight.
Jeg har et meget let forståeligt budskab til jer.
Because the gospel is so simple
Fordi
and powerful.
Evangeliet er så enkelt og så kraftfuldt.
But I will help you to remember what I was saying.
Og jeg vil gerne hjælpe jer til at kunne huske hvad jeg har sagt.
So the key to remember tonight what I'm talking about.
Og nøglen til at kunne huske hvad jeg har sagt i aften.
Is to understand 3:16.
Er at forstå 3:16.
Say 3:16.
Og sig 3:16.
Can you remember that?
Kan I huske det?
Yeah. And remember, I have 3 points.
Og husk, jeg har 3 punkter.
So let's first go to the number one.
Så nu går vi til nummer 1 først.
John 3:16.
Johannes 3:16.
I guess you may have heard it.
Det kan være, I har hørt det før.
I don't know.
Jeg er ikke sikker.
But you see, this is point number one in my simple message tonight.
Det her er punkt 1 i mit enkle budskab i aften.
John 3:16.
Johannes 3:16.
It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Det står, for således elskede Gud verden, at han gav sin enbårne søn, for at enhver, som tror på ham, ikke skal fortabes, men have evigt liv.
It's wonderful to have an interpreter, you know.
Fantastisk med en tolk.
Because I can check him out if
Fordi
he's
checking min tolk right. Om han siger det rigtigt.
Because I understand of course all he
Fordi
said.
Jeg forstår alt det han siger.
That's beautiful. So I will correct you
jeg vil rette dig hvis det går galt. That's okay.
But I am very kind.
Yes, thank you. Han er venlig.
Yeah. So you see John 3:16.
So Johannes 3:16.
People always heard it.
Folk hører det.
God so loved the world.
Så således elskede Gud verden.
That he gave his only begotten son.
Han gav sin enbårne søn.
So that people should be saved.
For at mennesker skal blive frelst.
So that's point number one.
Så det er punkt nummer 1.
Salvation is coming through Jesus Christ.
Frelsen kommer igennem Jesus Kristus.
And because God loved us.
Og fordi Gud elskede os.
And you say, of course you know that.
Og så siger du, jamen selvfølgelig, det er jo rigtigt.
Yeah, but you see, there is something wonderful that's happening with you.
Jo, men der sker noget vidunderligt med
dig. When you learn to know the love of God.
Når du lærer at kende Guds kærlighed.
You don't just heard about it.
Ikke kun har hørt om Guds
but
kærlighed.
But you recognize it.
Men genkender det.
You get a revelation about it.
Får en åbenbaring om den.
And you learn to know it.
Og lærer at kende det.
And John says in his letter.
Og Johannes siger i sit brev.
That we have come to know the love of God.
At vi har lært Guds kærlighed at kende.
And believe in it.
Og har troet.
You see, faith.
Ser I troen?
To believe God.
Til at tro på Gud.
Is to believe in his love.
Er at tro på hans kærlighed.
Is to believe that he loves you.
Tro at han elsker dig.
Sometimes faith teaching, and you know I'm a faith preacher.
Nogle gange så er trosforkyndelse, og jeg er en trosforkynder.
It can sometimes be a little bit hard, you know.
Kan nogle gange være lidt hård.
And harsh.
Og streng.
And almost condemning.
Og næsten fordømmende.
Saying to you, you need more faith.
Du siger, du har brug for mere tro.
You don't believe.
Du har ikke tro nok.
But you see, that's not the faith message of the Bible.
Men det er ikke Bibelens trosbudskab.
The faith message of the Bible is this.
Bibelens trosbudskab
er. We have learned to know the love of God.
Vi har lært Guds kærlighed at kende.
And we have come to faith in it.
Og vi er kommet til tro på den.
So I believe in God.
Så jeg tror på Gud.
Yeah, but I believe He loves me.
Men jeg tror på, at han elsker mig.
Because he loved us.
Fordi han elskede
in
os.
In this is love, the Bible says.
Og i hans kærlighed, siger Bibelen.
That God loved us.
Vi ser hans kærlighed ved, at Gud elskede os.
And sent his son for
us. Og sendte sin søn for os.
And we could have a Bible study in 4 John's letter to understand more of it.
Og vi kunne have et bibelstudie i Johannes brev, kapitel 4, for at forstå mere af det.
But I don't have the time to do that right now.
Det har vi ikke tid til at gøre lige nu.
But I'm telling you, God loved the world.
Men Gud elskede verden.
Little bit more.
Og lidt mere.
Some Christians, they understand he loves me. He loves us.
Nogle kristne forstår, jamen han elsker os.
Not all Christians even understand that he loves them.
Det er ikke alle kristne, der forstår, at han elsker dem.
But the apostle John, he had understood that.
Men apostlen Johannes, han havde forstået det her.
So he called himself.
Så han
Yeah, he called
sig selv.
He called himself the disciple whom Jesus loved.
Den disciple Jesus elskede.
You remember that?
Kan I huske den term?
But did Jesus love John more than the others?
Men elskede Jesus Johannes mere end de andre?
Did Jesus love John more than Peter and James and the
elskede
others?
Elskede Jesus Johannes mere end Peter og Jakob og de andre?
No, because he does not. He is no respecter of persons.
Nej, fordi der er ingen persons anseelse hos Gud.
So you see, the key is.
Så nøglen er.
That Jesus loved all of them.
At Jesus elskede dem alle sammen.
But John had understood it.
Men Johannes havde forstået.
He had understood he loves me.
Han havde forstået, han elsker mig.
So he called himself, I'm the disciple that Jesus loved.
Så han kaldte sig selv, jeg er den disciple Jesus elskede.
So you see, I'm the disciple Jesus loved.
Så jeg er den disciple Jesus elskede.
And you are the disciple he loves.
Og du er den disciple han elsker.
And I love the fact that John did not explain every time.
Og jeg elsker det faktum, at Johannes ikke forklarer hver eneste gang.
He didn't always explain and say, oh, of course he loves all the others also.
Han siger ikke altid, oh, han elsker selvfølgelig også alle de andre.
No, he called himself the disciple Jesus loved.
Nej, han siger bare, jeg er den disciple Jesus elsker.
But have you seen in the Bible that it's only John that calls him that?
Men læg mærke til i Bibelen, at det er kun Johannes selv, der kalder sig det.
Peter never called John the one that Jesus loved.
Peter kalder aldrig Johannes den disciple Jesus elsker.
None of the other books in the Bible
eller nogen steder i de andre bøger
calls John the one that Jesus loves.
Kalder Jesus Johannes for den disciple Jesus elsker.
It is only in John's gospel.
Det står kun i Johannes
that he is
evangelium.
Called the disciple whom Jesus loved.
At han kaldes den disciple som Jesus elsker.
So you see, he understood.
Så han forstod det.
He loves me.
Han elsker mig.
That's the secret.
Det er hemmeligheden.
So it's wonderful. Something
så det er
more.
Underligt. En anden ting.
And I'm going to speed up because that's why I'm starting to walk around.
Og nu speeder vi lidt op, og derfor begynder vi at gå lidt rundt.
And you're wondering maybe should you be in front of me or behind me or whatever. You will find out.
Det finder du ud af.
It's going to go good.
Det skal nok gå godt.
Tonight at least.
I hvert fald i aften.
You see, God loved the world.
Se, Gud elskede verden.
We very often think, yeah, he loves us, and he does.
Vi tænker tit, jamen han elsker os, og det gør han.
But you see, he loves the world.
Men han elsker verden.
All the sinners.
Alle synderne.
And you see, he forgave the sins of the whole world.
Og han tilgav hele verdens synd.
He did not just forgive us.
Han tilgav ikke kun os.
But the whole world.
Men hele verden.
All the bad people out there.
Alle de der dårlige mennesker derude.
Not only you that's so nice
ikke
as you are.
Ikke kun dig, der er så pæn, som du er.
No, he loves everybody.
Han elsker alle.
And something more.
Og noget andet.
You see the next verse.
Se det næste vers.
Verse 17.
Vers 17.
Explains about that.
Forklarer lidt om det.
It says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Der står, for Gud sendte ikke sin søn til verden for at dømme verden, men for at verden skal frelses ved ham.
Oh, what a wonderful harvest we will see.
Hvilken vidunderlig høst vi kommer til at se.
When the Christian churches really get hold of that message.
Når de kristne kirker virkelig får fat i det her budskab.
That God loved the world.
At Gud elsker verden.
So he wants to save everybody.
Så han ønsker at frelse alle.
And he did not come.
Og han kom ikke.
To condemn the world.
For at fordømme verden.
But it's sad to say.
men sørgeligt nok,
that so much condemnation come out of Christian people and Christian churches.
Kommer der så meget fordømmelse fra kristne mennesker og kristne kirker?
And Christian papers and magazines and whatever.
Kristne aviser og blade.
Come with condemnation.
Kommer med fordømmelse.
Pointing fingers at the sinners.
Og peger fingre mod synderne.
But you see, Jesus.
Men Jesus.
Did not come.
Kom ikke
to condemn the world,
for at fordømme verden,
but to save the world,
for at frelse verden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if you're going to understand grace,
så hvis du gerne vil forstå noget,
you have to understand the difference between condemnation and righteousness.
Må du forstå forskellen mellem fordømmelse og retfærdighed.
Because we do not have the ministry of condemnation,
fordi vi har ikke fået en fordømmelsestjeneste,
but the ministry of righteousness,
men en retfærdighedstjeneste.
And it has taken me a long time,
og det har taget mig lang tid,
as a preacher,
som prædikant,
to really get that inside of my heart,
virkelig at få det ned i mit hjerte.
And Jesus has shaken me and shook me and beaten me to get all of it.
Jeg skal forstå for det.
Yeah, because he loves me.
Fordi han elsker mig.
And he wants me to be a good preacher.
Og han vil gerne have, at jeg bliver en god prædikant.
And I am.
Og det er jeg.
Hallelujah. Point two.
Punkt to.
Because I have something more on my heart, I say.
Fordi jeg har mere på mit hjerte.
God loved the world, so he gave his only son.
Så Gud elskede verden, så han gav sin eneste søn.
That's John 3:16.
Johannes 3:16.
And you know it.
Og I kender det.
And recognize it.
Og genkender det.
Let me stay there a little bit more.
Og lad mig lige blive der lidt mere.
I was on my way to point two.
Jeg var på vej til punkt 2.
But I'm still in point one.
Men jeg er stadigvæk i punkt 1.
Because I really feel I had to.
Fordi jeg skal lige.
Ja.
Har det presset?
Get it in.
Ja. Yeah. For den.
What's that in English, Per Øyvind? Gni it in.
Rub it in.
Yeah, that's right.
Skal gnide det ind.
You're gonna rub it in. I'm so glad that I've learned a lot from good people that really had a message on their heart.
Jeg har lært rigtig meget fra gode mennesker, som havde et budskab på hjertet.
So I remember in 1981.
Så jeg kan huske i 1981.
Ja, 81, that's right. Yeah. Dr. Paul Jungicho was in Norway.
Det var Paul Jungicho i Norge.
And visited Saronsdal.
Og besøgte Saronsdal.
And you see, I was working there.
Og jeg arbejdede der.
For Ariel Edvardsen back many years ago.
For mange år siden for Ariel Edvardsen.
And I will never forget.
Og jeg glemmer aldrig.
When Jungicho came and he was starting to preach.
Da Jungicho kom og startede med at prædike.
And the first morning, the first session for the preachers.
Den første morgen, som var for prædikanter.
Was fantastic.
Var fantastisk.
And it was all fantastic.
Og det hele var fantastisk.
But he was speaking about the fact.
Men han taler om det faktum.
That you have to move the pulpit.
At du bliver nødt til at flytte talerstolen.
From Mount Sinai.
Fra Sinais bjerg.
To Calvary.
Til Golgata.
Yeah, Calgary, that's right. Yeah.
Golgata.
That's right. I'm just teasing. Calgary is a place in Canada, and yeah, Calgary is Golgata.
Canada,
yeah, man, that's wonderful. But you see, we have to move the pulpit.
Hvis vi skal flytte talerstolen.
From Mount Sinai.
Fra Sinais bjerg.
To Calvary.
Til Golgata.
Do you know why?
Ved du hvorfor?
Because that's the difference between law and grace.
Fordi det er forskel mellem lov og nåde.
Between Moses and Jesus.
Mellem Moses og Jesus.
And the Bible says the letter kills.
Og Bibelen siger at bogstaven slår
ihjel. And the spirit gives life.
Og ånden giver liv.
And it's interesting.
Og det er interessant.
That at the Mount Sinai.
At på Sinais bjerg.
When the law was given.
Da loven blev givet.
3,000 people was killed.
Var der 3,000 mennesker der blev slået ihjel ved foden af det bjerg.
On the day of Pentecost,
på pinsens festens dag,
when the new covenant had come,
da den nye pagt var kommet,
and the grace came,
og nåden kom,
3,000 people got saved.
Var der 3,000 mennesker der blev frelst?
Because you see, the letter kills and the spirit gives life.
Fordi bogstaven giver liv.
So we have to move from Sinai to Calvary.
Så vi må flytte os fra Sinais bjerg til Golgata.
And I remember when Jungicho was saying that.
Jeg kan huske da Jungicho sagde det her.
He was telling this story.
Så fortalte han den her historie.
How he, as a new believer, went to Bible school.
Hvordan han som ny troende var kommet på bibelskolen.
And of course, he went together with a lot of people.
Og han var der selvfølgelig sammen med en masse andre
mennesker. And one of the guys that was in his class,
og en af dem som var i hans klasse,
was a preacher.
Var predikant.
And that's something. Preachers in the Bible school. That's good.
Og det er jo noget. Predikanter på bibelskolen.
So he was there just as a Bible school student.
Så han var der som bibelskoleelev.
Man, this guy was here that was a preacher, a pastor.
Og ham her, han var pastor.
And you know when the school was finished?
Og da skolen så var færdig.
And Yonggi Cho really took off in his ministry.
Og Yonggi Cho virkelig startede og lettede i hans tjeneste.
I don't know if you have heard all the story about the military tent and how people
and
thousands of people got saved and all that.
Tusindvis af mennesker der blev frelst.
But so Yonggi Cho very quickly became very well known.
Så meget hurtigt blev han meget kendt.
And his friend that went with him in the Bible school.
Og hans ven som var med ham på bibelskolen.
He also had a church.
Havde også en kirke.
But that church was not growing.
Men den kirke voksede ikke.
It was decreasing.
Men den formindskedes faktisk.
I mean, every year became smaller.
Hver år blev der færre mennesker.
So he realized I need to get help from my schoolmate.
Så han indså, at jeg bliver nok nødt til at få hjælp fra min klassekammerat.
Because he is into church growth.
Fordi der er virkelig kirkevækst.
So he got hold of Yonggi Cho.
Så han fik fat i Yonggi Cho.
And he was very proud that he got hold of him.
Han var meget stolt af, han kunne.
And he came there to preach for him.
Og han kom der for at prædike for ham.
But when Yonggi Cho was starting to preach.
Men da Yonggi Cho begyndte at prædike.
He was preaching from Galatians 3:13-14.
Prædikede han fra Galaterbrevet 3, vers 13 og 14.
About how Jesus on the cross set us free from the curse of the law.
Om hvordan Jesus på korset satte os fri fra lovens forbandelse.
Becoming a curse for us.
Og blev en forbandelse for os.
Because he was hanging on a tree.
Fordi han hang på det her træ.
So that the blessing of Abraham.
Så at Abrahams velsignelse.
Should come upon the Gentiles.
Skulle komme over hedningerne.
So we could get the Spirit.
Så vi kunne få ånden.
So he was preaching about that.
Så det prædikede han om.
And people got blessed.
Og mennesker blev velsignet.
And set free.
Og sat fri.
And sick were healed.
Og der var syge der blev helbredt.
And people were happy.
Og folk var glade.
And people got saved.
Og mennesker blev frelst.
And filled with the Spirit.
Fyldt med Guds ånd.
The blessing of Abraham was flowing.
Og Abrahams velsignelse flød.
Was only one problem.
Der var kun et lille problem.
That the pastor that had invited him.
At præsten som havde inviteret ham.
Obviously did not like the preaching.
Ikke brød sig om prædikenen.
Because he was sitting on the platform.
Fordi han sad op på platformen.
See, they used to do that in old days.
Det plejede man at gøre i gamle dage.
So that everybody could check how the pastor was reacting.
Så alle kunne se hvordan præsten han reagerede.
So he was sitting there.
Så han sad der.
And obviously did not like the preaching of Yonggi Cho.
Og tydeligvis brød han sig ikke om Yonggi Chos prædiken.
And the more excited he was.
Og jo mere begejstret han blev.
And the more happy the people was.
Og jo gladere mennesker blev.
The more sour he got.
Jo mere sur blev han.
And Yonggi Cho saw it.
Og Yonggi Cho så det.
But he was not disturbed by it.
Men han lod sig ikke forstyrre af det.
He was preaching his message.
Han prædikede hans budskab.
And then after the sermon, after the meeting.
Og så efter gudstjenesten.
The preachers came together.
Så samledes prædikanterne der.
And this guy came over to Yonggi Cho and said.
Og så kom han over til Yonggi Cho og sagde.
You came here and you blessed them.
Du kom her og velsignede dem.
You came here and you kind, you ex, you you inspired
them. Du kom og inspirerede dem.
You lifted them up.
Og løftede dem op.
You see, you cannot do that.
Det kan du ikke gøre.
I know these people.
Jeg kender dem her.
I know what they deserve.
Jeg ved hvad det er, de fortjener dem
so
her.
So when I preach,
så når jeg prædiker,
I give them a good beating.
Så får de nogle slag.
And tell them what they ought to do.
Og jeg fortæller dem hvad de skal gøre.
And you come here and you bless them.
Og så kommer du bare her og velsigner dem.
And you pray for them.
Og beder for dem.
And they get blessed and filled and healed.
Og de bliver velsignet og fyldt og helbredt.
Oh, he didn't like that.
Det brød han sig overhovedet ikke om.
Because he said you don't know them.
Fordi du kender dem ikke selv.
But I know them.
Men jeg ved hvem de er.
So you see that I give them a go every Sunday.
Så derfor så får de hele armen hver søndag.
And that was when Yonggi Cho said it wonderful profound verse.
Og så sagde Yonggi Cho noget meget dybt.
He said, my friend.
Han sagde, min ven.
You have to move the pulpit.
Du må flytte talerstolen.
From Sinai.
Fra Sinais bjerg.
To Calvary.
Til Golgata.
You have to move from the law.
Du må flytte dig fra
loven. To grace.
Til noget.
And you see, it really impacted my young life.
Og det påvirkede virkelig mit unge liv.
Because I'm still a very young man.
Fordi jeg er stadigvæk en meget
but
ung mand.
But at that time I was even younger.
Men dengang var jeg endnu yngre.
And you understand that?
Og det kan jeg forstå.
Since it was in 81.
Since it was in 81.
A couple of years ago.
Det er nogle år siden.
So you see, it's wonderful to get over into the grace.
Så det er vidunderligt at komme over til nåden.
And Yong Gi-cho said something more, but I'm going to speed up now. But he said something more.
Og Yong Gi-cho sagde mere.
He said even a dog.
Han sagde selv en hund.
Will understand.
Kan forstå.
That when you beat him in the head every time he comes to have food.
At hvis du slår den i hovedet hver gang den kommer for at få mad.
He starts to go to the neighbor to
get food. Så begynder han at gå over til naboen og spise.
And he said that's why you empty your church.
Og så er det derfor at din kirke bliver tommere og tommere.
Because you beat them all the time.
Fordi du slår dem hele tiden.
But of course he said.
Men selvfølgelig sagde han.
God has instructions to give.
Gud har nogle instruktioner at give.
But if people understand you love them.
Men hvis folk forstår,
and if you lift them up and inspire them.
Og hvis du løfter dem op og inspirerer
dem. And at least 70% of your teaching is positive.
Og i hvert fald 70% af din undervisning er positiv.
Then you can give them some good instruction.
Så kan de også godt få noget instruktion.
And some practical wisdom.
Og noget praktisk visdom.
And they will receive that.
Og så vil de også tage imod det.
Because they know that you love them.
Fordi de ved at du elsker dem.
Okay, now is point two.
Nu er det punkt to.
You see, John 3:16 was point number 1.
Så Johannes 3:16 var punkt 1.
Luke 3:16 is point number 3.
Luke 3:16 er punkt 2.
We are gearing up now. Luke 3:16.
Lukas 3:16.
Because the simple thing tonight is 3:16.
Fordi det helt enkle i aften 3:16.
John 3:16.
Johannes 3:16.
Then Luke 3:16.
Nu Lukas 3:16.
It says.
Der står.
John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water.
Johannes sagde til dem alle, jeg døber jer med vand.
But one mightier than I is coming.
Men så kommer der en, der er stærkere end mig.
Whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to loose.
Og jeg er ikke værdig til at løse hans skorem.
He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Han skal døbe jer med Helligånd og ild.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
One mightier than me.
En der er stærkere end mig.
That's why I wanted you to see Per.
Det er derfor jeg gerne vil have, at I skulle se Per.
He's mightier than me.
Han er stærkere end jeg.
But you see, in this sense.
Men i den her forståelse.
There is something stronger.
Så er der noget stærkere.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Is not only a savior.
Er ikke bare en frelser.
But he is a baptizer with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Døber med Helligånd og ild.
And I'm so glad to say.
Og jeg er så glad for at kunne
that
sige.
That is for every believer.
At det er til hver eneste troende.
Of course it's for you and me.
Selvfølgelig er det til dig og mig.
Because there is something with the fire of God.
Fordi der er noget med Guds ild.
That makes you an attractive Christian.
Som gør dig til en tiltrækkende kristen.
Oh, how many boring Christians there are.
Nej, hvor er der mange kedelige kristne.
They are all churches are in gray, if you understand what I mean.
Det som allerede er i graven nærmest.
No, it's gray. The color is
nå,
gray.
Nå, de er grå.
Yeah,
grå kristne.
It's no colors.
Well, they are almost in the
yeah.
gray also.
So I've always said in Norway that Oslo Christian Center.
Jeg har altid sagt i Norge, at Oslo Kristne Center
is a colorful church.
Er en farverig kirke.
We want to be making some color into the Christian setting.
Vi vil gerne give nogle farver til kristendom.
And then I'm by that I'm meaning.
Og med det mener jeg.
That we are alive.
At vi er levende.
And excited.
Og begejstrende.
Progressive.
Og progressive.
Because we believe in the fire of God.
Fordi vi tror på Guds ild.
Many people that have been excited about the fire of God.
Der er mange mennesker der har været begejstret over Guds ild.
Sometimes have more became like crazy.
Og nogle gange er de blevet lidt skøre.
Behaving like idiots.
Og opfører sig som idioter.
But you see, that's not the point.
Men det er ikke det der er pointen.
Jesus said, I will fill you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Jesus siger, jeg vil fylde jer med Helligånd.
There will be a fire in the Christian.
Der kommer til at være ild i det kristne.
Jesus came to give you fire.
Jesus kom for at give dig ild.
So that people could see the light.
Så at mennesker kan se lyset.
And see the fire.
Og se ilden.
You see, the other day.
Den anden dag.
I run into an accident in the streets.
Så løb jeg ind i et uheld der var på gaden.
And it's so sad to see, you know.
Og det var så bedrøveligt at se.
There were like 3-4 ambulances.
Der var 3-4 ambulancer.
And a helicopter came in.
Og der kom en helikopter også.
And 2 fire cars. I don't
og
know.
Og der kom to brandbiler.
Yeah. And 2-3 of these big trucks with that could remove the wrecks and all that.
Der skulle fjerne vragene.
But you see, there is something with fire and light that makes people come and spectate.
Og lys, der gør at folk de kommer og kigger på.
There was something with the burning bush.
Der var et eller andet med den brændende busk.
That caught Moses' attention.
Som fangede Moses' opmærksomhed.
He wondered, what is this?
Han tænkte, hvad sker der her?
Because the bush was burning.
Fordi busken brændte.
And it did not burn up.
Men den brændte ikke op.
So you see, God wants to put you on fire.
Og Gud, han ønsker at sætte dig i brand.
And let people come and see you burn.
Og så folk, de kan komme og se på, at du brænder.
There is something attractive with people that is burning.
Der er noget tiltrækkende ved mennesker, der brænder.
And let me keep the speed up here.
Og lad mig holde tempoet lidt.
I'm so glad.
Jeg er så glad.
That in my life.
At i mit liv.
I was raised in a very, very conservative Christian setting.
Jeg blev opdraget i et meget konservativ kristen setting.
They did not believe in any of what I'm talking about.
De troede ikke på noget af det, jeg taler om nu.
But I'm so glad.
Men jeg er så glad.
That my life was changed.
At mit liv blev forandret.
29th of January 1970.
Den 29. januar 1970.
Half years, that's right. Because I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
For der blev jeg fyldt med Helligånden.
Jesus is baptizing you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Jesus kan døbe med Helligånden og ild.
That was the starting of the ministry that I'm in.
Og det var begyndelsen på den tjeneste
started
jeg står i nu.
Started with the fact that the fire was starting to.
Det startede med det faktum at ilden begyndte.
So I'm glad that Jesus is a savior.
Så jeg er glad for at Jesus er min frelser.
But I'm so excited and thankful.
Men jeg er så begejstret og taknemmelig.
That he is also the one that baptizes you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Også er den der døber med Helligånden og ild.
And you see, I was raised to be very skeptical to all supernatural things.
Jeg blev opdraget til at være meget skeptisk over for alt hvad der var overnaturligt.
Especially when it came to like healing.
Specielt når det var sådan noget med helbredelse.
Or even speaking in tongues.
Eller endda det der med at tale i tunger.
That was really dangerous.
Det var virkelig noget farligt noget.
Really?
Virkelig.
I remember as a young boy I was asking them.
Jeg kan huske som ung dreng spurgte jeg.
Why does it say that these signs shall follow them that believe?
Hvorfor står der at de her tegn skal følge dem som tror?
They shall cast out devils.
At de skal uddrive dæmoner.
They shall speak with new tongues.
At de skal tale med nye tunger.
They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
At de skal lægge hænder på de syge og de skal blive raske.
And I asked them.
Og jeg spurgte,
why do we never see any of this?
Hvorfor er det vi ikke ser nogen af de her ting?
Since these signs should follow them that believe.
Når der nu står at de her tegn skal følge dem der tror.
Because I said when they should find Jesus, they had to go to the right place.
For jeg sagde, hvis man skal finde Jesus, bliver man nødt til at gå det rigtige sted.
And find that the sign was given.
Og finde de der tegn.
That this is the place where the baby is born.
Og de skulle finde de der tegn på, at det var her, at babyen var født.
And I said, Jesus also said there are some signs.
Og Jesus sagde også, der er nogle tegn.
That will follow.
Som kommer til at følge.
That you have gone to the right place.
Og vise, at de er kommet det rigtige sted hen.
So I kind of challenged them in my home place.
Så jeg udfordrede dem lidt der, hvor jeg voksede op.
But they said to me, oh, this is dangerous, Åge.
Men de sagde, åh, Åge, det er noget farligt
this
noget, det
der. Really belongs to the vile fire people.
Det er sådan nogle underlige mennesker.
We don't believe in any of that.
Vi tror ikke på noget af det der.
And you know, I'm a conservative person.
Og jeg er da sådan rimelig konservativ.
It doesn't just look like that.
Det ser bare ikke sådan ud.
But I used to be.
Men det plejede jeg at være.
And then I'm also very sober, you know.
Og jeg er da også en rimelig ædruelig.
And you see my brain is working
og
quite right.
Min hjerne fungerer okay.
Okay.
Ja.
So you see, I kind of considered maybe there is something to it that this is just for crazy people.
Så jeg tænkte, jamen måske er det et eller andet med at det kun er for nogle skøre
mennesker. I'm so glad.
Men jeg er så glad.
That Jesus let me really meet that power of God.
For Jesus virkelig lod mig mærke og
møde den der Guds kraft. And I was filled with the Spirit.
Og jeg var fyldt med ånden.
And I started to talk in new tongues.
Og begyndte at tale med nye tunger.
And I started to pray for the sick.
Og jeg begyndte at bede for de syge.
And see, these things are real.
Og se, at de her ting faktisk
really
var ægte nok.
Really real, amen.
Virkelig, virkelig.
And I think God has some sense of humor.
Og jeg tror, Gud han har noget humoristisk
sans. Of course he has.
Selvfølgelig har han det.
He has created you and me.
Det er ham, der har skabt dig og mig.
And we are created in his image.
Vi er skabt i hans billede.
And if you wonder if God has humor, look
so
at
hvis du tænker,
the
har Gud humor
here.
Så se dig omkring.
Look, and you will see.
Så kan du se det.
That he has humor.
Han har humor.
And maybe you get upset with me.
Nu kan det godt være, I bliver vrede på mig.
But God likes it.
Men Gud kan lide det.
And I'm here to please him, not you.
Og jeg er her for at behage ham og ikke jer.
But understand this.
Men forstå her.
God has sense of humor.
Gud har humoristisk sans.
So I think that he let me.
Så jeg tror at han lod mig.
Because I was raised to be so skeptical about these things.
Fordi jeg var opdraget til at være meget skeptisk over
de
her ting.
He really gave me some wonderful experiences to convince me.
Så gav han mig virkelig nogle vidunderlige oplevelser.
Real,
for at overbevise mig om at det var virkelig.
And I don't have the time to tell you all about that.
Og jeg har ikke tid til at fortælle jer
om det. But I will give you two examples.
Men lad mig give jer to eksempler.
You see, one day when I prayed for a sick.
En dag da jeg bad for en syg.
And we were very excited.
Og vi var begejstrede.
And people got healed.
Og mennesker blev helbredt.
And then the next day, because it was a series of meetings.
Og så dagen efter, fordi det var sådan en række møder.
The pastor came to me.
Så kom præsten til mig.
And he said, "Do you speak the Lep language?" He said.
Og spurgte om jeg talte samisk.
Samisk, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, doing good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Amen. I'm testing you out, you know.
Yes.
Going to get worse tomorrow. Amen. So I said, "No, I don't speak the Lap language."
Så nej, jeg taler ikke samisk.
I know some English.
Jeg kan lidt engelsk.
Some German.
Noget tysk.
Some French.
Noget fransk.
But not the Lap language.
Men ikke samisk.
And he said, "You see, there is a brother in the church that's wondering."
Så sagde han, der er sådan en bror, som undrer sig lidt her.
Because he is a Lap.
Fordi han er samer.
From Finnmark in
Norway. Helt fra Finnmark.
And you see, when you prayed for him yesterday.
Og da du bad for ham i går.
And you laid hands on him.
Og lagde hænderne på ham.
You said to him in plain Lap language.
Så sagde du til ham på samisk.
You said to him, "I, the Lord, is laying hands on you."
Du sagde, "Jeg, Herren, lægger hænder på dig."
And I'm healing you.
Og jeg helbreder dig.
So he wonders, "Did you know that he was from Lapland?"
Så han undrer sig, vidste du at han var fra Lapland?
Do you understand that language?
Forstår du det sprog?
Is that why you spoke to him in his own language?
Er det derfor du talte til ham på hans eget sprog?
And I said, "Go and greet the Lap, he is healed."
Og jeg sagde, gå hen og hils ham.
Because God had said, "I lay my hands on you."
Og sige, han er helbredt, fordi Gud har sagt til ham,
so go and tell
at jeg lægger hænder på dig, og du er helbredt.
And you see, he was healed.
Og han var helbredt.
In fact, he was healed and lived in good health the rest of his life.
Faktisk var han helbredt og levede ved godt helbred resten af livet.
In fact, his daughter went to our Bible school last year.
Hans datter var faktisk på vores
Bibelskole
sidste år.
So the whole story really came alive for me.
Så hele historien blev levende for mig igen.
Hear the other side of it.
Fordi nu hørte jeg den anden side af det.
So you see, that's where it started.
Så det var der han startede.
But then I also stood on the other side.
Men så prøvede jeg også at stå på den anden side.
Have to understand, I really was raised to be skeptical about.
Fordi jeg blev virkelig var opdraget til at være meget skeptisk.
About these things.
Om det her.
But God gave me some beautiful experiences.
Men Gud gav mig nogle vidunderlige oplevelser.
Where I spoke in the Lap language.
Hvor jeg talte på samisk.
In Hungarian.
På ungarsk.
In Latin.
På latin.
That was wonderful.
Det var vidunderligt.
It was a priest.
Det var en præst.
That said, "You have such a beautiful pronunciation when you speak Latin."
Som sagde, du har sådan en meget smuk udtale når du taler latin.
And I said, "Thank you."
Og sagde, ja, tak for det.
But you know, I never learned the language.
Men jeg har aldrig lært det.
So I thought to myself, well,
så jeg tænkte ved mig selv,
he gives the same to his friend when he is asleep.
Han giver det til hans ven. Alt giver han til sin ven i søvne.
Yeah. Amen. So that's where I got the
så det må være der jeg har fået latin.
Yeah. But you see, here is the point.
Pointen er.
I stood on the other side a couple of times.
Jeg stod nogle gange også på den anden side.
And heard people speak English and French.
Og hørte mennesker tale engelsk og fransk.
And I could understand them.
Hvor jeg pludselig kunne forstå.
So let me close my tongue talking section here.
Så lad mig lige slutte den her tungetale.
With this example.
Med de her eksempler.
Because we could go on and on.
Vi kunne virkelig fortsætte.
But you see, this was a little boy.
Men der var en lille dreng.
Up in one of the valleys of Norway.
Oppe i en af dalene i Norge.
And we were praying for people and all that.
Bad for mennesker.
And he got filled with the Holy Spirit.
Og han blev fyldt med Helligånden.
And I inspired, I encouraged him.
Og jeg opmuntrede ham.
And said, "Go ahead."
Og sagde, okay, kom nu.
Let it loose.
Bare slip det fri.
And you see, he started to speak fluently English.
Og han begyndte at tale flydende engelsk.
And said, "I praise you, Jesus. You saved my soul."
Og sagde, jeg priser dig Gud, fordi du har frelst min sjæl. til.
And I was standing and wondering.
Jeg stod der og tænkte, hvad?
Does he know English this well?
Kan han engelsk allerede?
He's from America.
Er han fra USA?
A little bit American accent.
Fordi der var så lidt amerikansk accent på hans engelsk.
And maybe he was going on for like 2 minutes.
Og han fortsatte måske sådan i 2 minutter.
And this was more like a prayer meeting, so I just waiting for him.
Et bønnemøde, så jeg ventede lidt på ham.
So when he started to calm down,
så
I said,
han begyndte at falde lidt til ro igen.
Do you know English
sagde,
that well? I
kender
said.
Du engelsk?
And he said, English.
Han sagde, engelsk.
I did what you said.
Jeg gjorde bare hvad du sagde.
You said if you have these strange words inside, sagde, let them loose.
Hvis du har nogle underlige ord indeni dig, så luk dem ud.
So can you understand how he almost lost the whole miracle?
Så han gik næsten glip af hele sit mirakel.
Because he was full of English in
fordi
tongues.
Han var fyldt af engelsk i tungetale.
So I said, let it loose.
Så jeg sagde, slip det ud.
And that's wonderful.
Det er bare
vidunderligt. I've seen it again and again.
Jeg har set det igen og igen.
I'm really Pentecostal, you know.
Så jeg er virkelig pentekostal.
But I don't belong to the Pentecostal movement.
Men jeg er ikke en del af pinsebevægelsen.
Because this is not a movement.
Fordi det er ikke en bevægelse.
And it's not a monument.
Og det er ikke et monument.
But it's Jesus Christ.
Men det er Jesus Kristus.
He is filling us with the Holy Spirit.
Som fylder os med Helligånden.
Oh, hallelujah. I know that I'm using my time here.
Jeg ved, at jeg bruger min tid.
But I have to tell you this too.
Men jeg må fortælle jer.
Because this is fun.
Det her også, fordi det er sjovt. Yeah.
It was in a city in Norway called Moss.
Det var i en by i Norge, der hedder Moss.
It stinks in Moss. You know.
Det lugter i Moss.
And but a guy, he was filled with the Spirit.
Men der var en fyr, der var fyldt med ånd.
Really filled with the
virkelig
Spirit.
Virkelig fyldt med ånd.
And he got so full that we had to take him home. We had to drive him home after meeting.
Blev så fyldt, at vi måtte køre ham hjem efter mødet.
I thought it's not good for this guy to drive the car himself.
Jeg tænkte, det ville ikke være rigtig godt, hvis han
so
skulle køre bilen.
We put him in the car and drove him home.
Så vi satte ham i bilen og kørte
and,
ham hjem.
And rang the doorbell.
Og ringede på dørklokken.
And said, here is your husband.
Og sagde, her er din mand.
Because kind of knew the people.
Fordi
yeah, I knew them, you know.
Jeg kendte dem godt.
So, but she was happy that he got filled with the Spirit.
Og hun var glad for, at han var blevet fyldt med ånden.
But I mean, when he started to speak in tongues, it was really crazy.
Men da han begyndte at tale i tunger, var det virkelig skørt.
It sounded like a chicken, you know.
Det lød ligesom en kylling.
I mean, really.
Virkelig.
And he was going on like, kiki, 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 kiki. So I thought this is not tongues.
Altså, det er altså ikke tungetale det her.
But at least he was trying to start.
Men han prøvede da i hvert fald at starte.
But later in that week,
men senere den
where we were in a place called Råde.
Da vi var i et sted, der hed Råde.
Not so far from Moss.
Ikke så langt fra Moss.
But far enough to get out of the stink.
Men langt nok til at komme væk fra lugten.
And we were in this meeting.
Og vi var i det her møde.
And this guy stood up.
Og så var der den her fyr, der rejste sig.
And I thought, my goodness.
Og jeg tænkte, godeste.
Now he's gonna go kikliki.
Nu begynder han med det her kikliki.
But you see, he stood up and in fluently English.
Men så rejste han sig op på flydende engelsk.
He gave a message in English.
Gav han et budskab.
And he said, I will show you the way, says the Lord.
Jeg vil vise jer vejen, siger
han. And he started to speak in English.
Og begyndte at tale på engelsk.
And you see, my friend.
Og min ven.
That was together with me as preacher.
Som var sammen med mig som prædikant.
I saw him getting ready to interpret.
Og jeg så ham gøre klar til at tolke.
Because he was one of these older guys that don't know any English.
Fordi han var en af de her gamle, som ikke kendte noget som helst engelsk.
So good.
Så Gud er så god.
Because he let me hear all this.
Fordi han har ladet mig
høre my det old preacher friend started to interpret the tongues.
Hvordan min gamle prædikantven her begyndte at skulle tolke tungen.
And he said, I will show you the way,
og
says
han,
the Lord.
Jeg vil vise jer vejene, siger han.
In Norwegian.
På norsk.
And you see, when he was finished.
Og da han var færdig.
This guy started in English again.
Så begyndte han igen på engelsk.
And he went in Norwegian.
Og så tolkede han det til norsk.
And three times English
og
and Norwegian.
Gange engelsk, norsk, engelsk,
and
norsk.
All my skepticism have to flee out the door.
Min skepticisme måtte bare
because
forsvinde.
It was really wonderful.
Fordi det var virkelig.
I mean, it was a miracle.
Det var et mirakel.
Because it was not a word for word translation.
Og det var ikke ord for ord oversættelse.
But it was exactly what the Bible says, interpretation of tongues.
Men det var fuldstændig som Bibelen sagde, tolkning af tungetale.
He was giving the message in Norwegian.
Budskabet kom på norsk.
That I heard first in English.
Han fik givet budskabet på norsk, som han først havde hørt på
norsk. Hallelujah. Point number three.
Punkt tre.
We have to get finished here.
Vi skal også blive færdige.
Acts 3:16.
Apostlenes gerninger 3:16.
John 3:16.
Johannes 3:16.
Luke 3:16.
Lukas 3:16.
Acts 3:16.
Apostlenes gerninger 3:16.
There is a wonderful dimension.
Der er en vidunderlig dimension.
Jesus is healing the lame man.
Jesus helbreder en lam mand.
That was begging. He was sitting begging in the temple. Yeah.
Peter.
Yeah.
Peter helbreder en lam mand, der sidder og tigger ved templet.
Yeah. Yeah. This, yeah. And you see he, that's right. Peter was doing it. That's right.
Det er Peter, der gør det.
But it was Jesus.
Det var også Jesus, der gjorde det.
Yes. But this man got healed.
Manden blev helbredt.
And they wonder, what is this?
Og de tænkte, hvad sker der her?
How did that happen?
Hvordan kunne det ske?
And they even think Peter has to be a very, very, very spiritual man.
Og de tænker, at Peter, han må være en meget åndelig mand.
He is almost like a god.
Han er næsten ligesom sådan en gud.
And he is very holy, 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 sanctified.
Og han er meget, meget, meget hellig, hellig, hellig.
But you know Jesus, do you know Peter, he says.
Men Peter, han siger.
Do not look at us.
Se ikke på os.
As if it is with our own might.
Som om at det er noget vi har egen kraft har gjort.
That we have been doing this.
Har gjort det her.
Or that this has something to do with our holiness.
Eller det har noget med vores hellighed.
No, he says, and here is Acts 3:16.
Nej, men han siger her i Apostlenes gerninger 3:16.
He explains this is happening because of Jesus.
Han siger det her det sker på grund af
God
Jesus.
God has lifted up his son Jesus.
Gud har løftet sin søn Jesus.
And he says in verse 16.
Han siger vers 16.
And his name.
Ved hans navn.
Through faith in his name.
Troen på Jesu navn.
Has made this man strong.
Har det bragt denne mand, som I nu ser til kraft.
Whom you see and know.
Som I ser og kender.
Yes, the faith.
Den tro.
Which came through his, through him.
Som er virket ved Jesu navn.
Has given him perfect soundness in the presence of you all.
Har for øjnene af jer alle givet manden hans fulde førlighed.
Oh, I'm so glad to share it with you.
Jeg er så glad for at dele med jer.
The key was the name of Jesus.
Nøglen var Jesu
the
navn.
The key was not Peter.
Nøglen var ikke Peter.
The key was not John.
Nøglen var ikke Johannes.
The key was the faith.
Nøglen var tro.
That came through the name of Jesus.
Den tro som kom igennem Jesu navn.
Because the name that's above every name.
Fordi det navn som er over alle andre navne.
That name creates faith.
Det navn skaber tro.
So you see, that's why Peter could say.
Så derfor kunne Peter sige.
He said, what I have, I'll give you.
Det jeg har, giver
in the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
Rise up and walk.
Stå op og gå.
I'm so glad.
Og jeg er så glad.
That tonight we can see.
For at vi i aften kan
that
sige.
That Jesus is saving.
At Jesus frelser.
Jesus is filling with the Holy Spirit.
At Jesus fylder med Helligånden.
And Jesus is healing the sick.
Og Jesus helbreder de syge.
You see, he is still a healer.
Han er stadigvæk en helbreder.
It's so wonderful.
Det er så vidunderligt.
That the Bible presents.
At Bibelen præsenterer.
That Jesus Christ.
At Jesus Kristus.
Is the same.
Er den samme.
The same.
Den samme.
The same.
Den samme.
Yesterday.
I går.
Today.
I dag.
And forever.
Og til evig tid.
So you see, he is the same today.
Så han er den samme i dag.
That he was then.
Som han var dengang.
So that means what he could do then, he
så
can do now.
Så det han kunne gøre dengang, kan han gøre nu også.
What he would do then, he will do now.
Det han ville gøre dengang, vil han også gøre nu.
Because he is the same.
Fordi han er den samme.
He is the same today.
Han er den samme i dag.
Oh, this week in the Bible school.
Den her uge på Bibelskolen.
I've had a healing seminar.
Har jeg haft et helbredelsesseminar.
So I'm kind of geared up in this
så
thing.
Så jeg er gearet op til det her.
Because when we were finished with the teaching.
For da vi var færdige med undervisningen.
For 2-3 days.
I 2-3 dage.
We took 2 hours to minister and pray for all the sick people.
Så tog vi 2 timer til at bede og betjene alle syge.
And it's wonderful.
Og det er vidunderligt.
That Jesus is still a healer.
At Jesus stadig er en
he
helbreder.
He is still healing the sick.
Han helbreder stadig syge.
Let us stand up on our feet.
Lad os stå op.
You know, I get too excited.
Jeg bliver for begejstret.
And then when I'm preaching through an interpreter.
Og når jeg prædiker igennem en tolk.
It takes some extra time.
Så tager det lidt ekstra tid.
So it's wonderful to have an interrupter.
Så det er godt at have en forstyrrer.
Yeah. But listen to this.
Men hør her.
Now we are here.
Nu er vi her.
And the wonderful thing is Jesus is for you.
Og det vidunderlige er, at Jesus er her for
he
dig.
He is a saver.
Han er en frelser.
He is filling and baptizing with the Holy Spirit
han
and fire.
Fylder og døber med Helligånden.
And he is a healer.
Og han er en helbreder.
So I'm glad that we could practice it.
Så jeg er glad for at vi kan praktisere det.
At the end of the message here.
Her til slut i budskabet.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe the worship team should come and help
us.
Let's just praise the Lord a little
bit.
You guide us.
Lead us.
Let's just focus on Jesus.
Lad os bare fokusere på Jesus.
Not on us.
Ikke på os selv.
He will do it.
Han vil gøre det.
Kofria de Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your eyes and your focus be on Jesus.
Lad øjnene og fokus være på Jesus.
Yes. Praise God. Praise Jesus for your grace. I know that God will answer your prayers.
Jeg ved at Gud vil svare på dine bønner.
And if you have a need, we're gonna help you.
Og hvis du har et behov, så vil vi hjælpe.
And it don't need to take long time.
Det behøver ikke at tage lang tid.
Because when, for example, you should get healed.
For hvis du skal blive helbredt.
The Bible says.
Så siger Bibelen.
That these signs shall follow them that believe.
At disse tegn skal følge dem som tror.
They shall lay hands on the sick.
De skal lægge hænder på de syge.
And they shall recover.
Og de skal blive raske.
So that means that you can even put your hand on yourself.
Så det betyder at du endda kan lægge hånd på dig selv.
If you are a believer.
Hvis du er en troende.
You have this word even in your own life.
Så har du også det her ord over dit eget liv.
Or your neighbor can lay hands on you.
Eller din sidemand kan lægge hænder på dig.
And suddenly we are into a healing service here.
Og så er vi pludselig en helbredelsesgudstjeneste.
So let's for a little second just close our eyes.
Så lad os i et øjeblik bare lukke øjnene.
And let me first ask, is there anybody here that really needs to get saved and get peace in your heart? We get you have the first chance tonight.
Lad mig først høre, om der er nogen her, som har brug for at blive frelst, har brug for at få fred med Gud i deres hjerte.
If you don't know that you know that you know that you are on your way to heaven.
Hvis ikke du ved, at du ved, at du ved, at du er på vej til himlen.
We can help you.
Så kan vi hjælpe.
Because the name of Jesus.
Fordi Jesu navn.
Is salvation.
Er frelsen.
So if you want us to pray for you,
så hvis du gerne vil have, vi beder med dig,
you can just lift up your hand and
så
take it down.
Løft lige hånden og hold den oppe.
If you need peace in your heart,
så har brug for fred i dit hjerte.
Yes, God bless you. There are several hands. And be bold. Just receive.
I'm
going to pray for you in a little second.
Skal bede for jer lige om lidt.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Father, I thank you.
Far, jeg takker dig,
that you are a savior.
At du er en frelser.
And you came to give us peace.
Og du kom for at give os fred.
And you see the wonderful people.
Og du ser de her vidunderlige mennesker.
Gave a sign that they need your peace.
Som markerede at de har brug for din fred.
Thank you that we can receive it tonight.
Tak fordi vi kan modtage dig i aften.
That we can say to you, your sins are forgiven.
Vi kan sige at dine synder er der tilgivet.
And you can have peace.
Og du kan få fred.
In your heart.
I dit hjerte.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's gonna help you a little bit further.
Vi gerne hjælpe jer lidt længere.
Because if you are sick,
fordi hvis du er syg,
could you lift up your hand if you need healing?
Lige løfte din hånd, hvis du har brug for helbredelse.
If you need healing, lift up your hand.
Hvis du har brug for helbredelse, så løft lige hånden.
And you can take the other hand.
Og så kan du tage den anden hånd.
And put on your chest.
Og læg den på din bryst.
Or you can put it where your pain is.
Eller lægge den der, hvor det eventuelt er smerte.
Or you can even, if you are beside someone with their hand up, you could put your hand on them.
Eller hvis du står ved siden af en, som står med hånden op, kan man lægge hænder på dem.
Because right now,
fordi lige nu,
we will release that wonderful power.
Så vil vi forløse den vidunderlige
kraft.
That
is in the name of Jesus.
Og det er Jesu navn.
Peter would say, in the name of Jesus.
Den som siger Jesu navn.
Rise up and walk.
Rejs dig og gå, sagde Peter.
And I say to you.
Og jeg siger til jer.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
Receive your healing.
Modtag din helbredelse.
The healing river is here.
Den helbredende strøm
is
er her.
It's flowing right now.
Og det strømmer lige nu.
Oh, I thank you, Father.
Tak, Herre.
Thank you for the power of God.
Tak for Guds kraft.
Is here in this meeting.
Som er her lige nu i det her møde.
I command pain to leave.
Jeg befaler smerten at forsvinde.
Sickness to go.
Sygdommen at gå.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
And I release you.
Forløser det.
Oh, just drink it in.
Bare inddrik det.
Now we can just lift both hands.
Og nu må jeg gerne løfte begge
and
hænder.
And just receive.
Og tag imod.
Because Jesus is a healer.
Fordi Jesus er
helbreder. Jesus is setting you free.
Jesus sætter dig fri.
And you think, shouldn't it take more time?
Og det skal ikke tage mere tid.
No, Jesus has already done it.
Jesus har allerede gjort
det. You can just start to rejoice.
Og du kan begynde at glæde dig.
Because the power of God,
for det er Guds kraft,
is healing you.
Som helbreder dig.
Is healing you.
Han helbreder dig.
Oh, just let us let's sing the verse one more time.
Lad os synge de her ord igen.
Oh, and receive.
Og tag imod.
Receive your healing and your.
Tag imod din helbredelse.
Oh, karata karabatonda boshoro. That's right. Abrabazondo lodoro solodo. Oh, hallelujah.
With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Hallelujah. 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 The Holy Spirit is here. And he has heard your prayer.
Han har hørt din bøn.
So Jesus is moving.
Så Jesus bevæger sig.
His power will work in you after this evening.
Hans kraft vil virke i dig efter den
her aften. Even when you sleep tonight.
Også når du lægger dig til at sove
i aften. Still there.
Så er den der stadig.
Power is all.
Hans kraft er der.
It's flowing through you.
Strømmer igennem dig.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are some persons here.
Der er nogle mennesker her.
That the Holy Spirit is encouraging more directly.
Som Helligånden vil opmuntre direkte.
Because some signs follow.
Fordi der er nogle tegn der følger.
That confirm the word.
Som bekræfter ordet.
And you see there is a person here with some kind of blood disease.
Der er en her med en blodsygdom.
And you understand that I'm talking about you.
Og du ved at det er dig jeg snakker.
And you see God's creative power.
Guds skabende kraft
will come and produce what's lacking in your blood.
Vil komme og producere det som mangler
so
i dit blod.
So that your blood will get regular.
Så dit blod bliver som det skal være.
And totally.
Og fuldstændig.
And you can later on go and check it with a doctor.
Og senere hen kan du få det tjekket hos lægerne.
And get a wonderful confirmation.
Og få bekræftelsen.
That you are healed.
At du er helbredt.
There are some people here that has pains in their body.
Der er nogen her der har smerter
i krop. Rheumatism.
Som har gigt.
That really is troubling you.
Som virkelig generer dig.
One lady has it in your arm especially.
Der er en kvinde hvor det specielt er i armen.
You see you have it different places
du har det
in your body.
Steder i din krop.
But especially your arm is bothering
specielt
you.
Specielt er det din arm der
and,
generer
and,
dig.
And your elbow
og din albue
is really troubling you,
generer dig meget,
but God's power is here.
Men Guds kraft er
you will discover tonight.
Og du vil opdage
the power of God has done it.
Guds kraft har gjort det.
Because He loves you.
Fordi han elsker dig.
And because He manifests His glory.
Og fordi han manifesterer sin herlighed.
The Holy Spirit and power.
I Helligånd og kraft.
Hallelujah. There are people that are sleeping so bad, so poor at night.
Der er nogen, der har problemer med at sove om
natten. And you will go home.
Og du kommer til at gå hjem.
And rest.
Og hvile.
And sleep so well.
Og sove så godt.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad.
Jeg er så glad.
That the last few weeks.
At de sidste uger.
We have had an increasing number of testimonies.
Har vi haft et forøgende antal af
testimonier. In every service.
Det er der eneste gudstjeneste.
That people get healed.
Og mennesker der bliver helbredt.
Just as easy as this.
Lige så let som det her.
Just easy by the Holy Spirit.
Let ved Helligånd.
So I'm so glad.
Så jeg er så glad.
That your pains are leaving you right
dine
now.
Smerter forsvinder fra
some people
dig lige
have had a neck that really troubling you.
Der er nogen, der har haft en nakke, som virkelig har generet dig.
And to lift your arm like this.
Og at kunne løfte armen op sådan
would
her.
Would be really painful.
Vil være virkelig smertefuldt.
And it's hindering you in the practical work on in the daily
og
works.
Og det hindrer dig i dit hverdagsarbejde.
God's power is here.
Guds kraft er her lige
nu. You will see that the change came tonight.
Du kommer til at se at forandringen kom i aften.
Hallelujah. It's yes. Flowing now.
Yeah,
I have to stop but it's flowing.
Jeg bliver nødt til at stoppe, men
it's flowing. There is a man here that has a problem with a tooth.
Der er en mand, der har problemer med en tand.
And they are working on it.
Og de arbejder med den.
And of course but it's not gotten well.
Men det er ikke blevet godt.
And the power of God.
Guds kraft.
Is doing something.
Gør noget.
That you can already when I'm talking.
Allerede nu her hvor jeg taler.
Can already feel the power of God.
Så mærker du allerede Guds kraft.
Is operating.
Opererer.
And taking your pains.
Fjerner dine smerter.
And helping you.
Og hjælper dig.
So that the inflammation is coming out.
Så betændelsen forsvinder.
Of your what's the English word? Your jaw.
Ud fra din kæbe.
Yeah. Just receive.
Bare tag imod.
Just receive.
Bare tag imod.
God is good.
Gud er god.
You see, I think that's it.
That's
what it is. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Let's just confess together.
Lad os bare bekende sammen.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Kristus.
Is a savior.
Er frelser.
He's a healer.
Han er helbreder.
He is baptizing.
Han døber.
With the Holy Spirit on fire.
So I have
Jesus.
Så jeg har Jesus.
He has saved me.
Han har frelst mig.
He is my healer.
Han er min helbreder.
And he is filling me.
Og han fylder mig.
And I say thank you Jesus.
Tak Jesus.
Thank you.
Tak Jesus.
Thank you that it has happened.
Tak at det er sket.
Already.
Allerede.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
Can you tell that if you wanted peace tonight?
Hvis du ønskede fred i aften.
It's here now.
Så er den her lige nu.
It's already happened.
Den er allerede sket.
And healing is flowing.
Helbredelsen er der.
And I have to say amen.
Og jeg må sige amen.
But we continue tomorrow or
whenever.
So thank you.
Tak skal du have.
Hallelujah.